With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's yet another school mass abduction in Nigeria.
Armed men have attacked a Catholic school in a western region of Nigeria and abducted several school children and staff. The incident happened early Friday at St. Mary's School in the Papiri community, according to officials. The exact number of abducted students and staff remains undisclosed, but local media is reporting around 50 school children were taken. The Nigeria State Police Command said the abductions occurred despite prior intelligence warnings. Military and security forces have been deployed in the area. The attack follows a similar incident in Munda in Kebbi State, where 25 schoolgirls were abducted. The perpetrators remain unidentified. I'm Charles Tledesma.
Details are beginning to emerge about President Trump's plans for ending the Russia-Ukraine war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The proposed peace plan would limit the size of Ukraine's military, and Russia would gain land it has been unable to win on the battlefield. According to a draft document obtained by the AP, the proposal would also prevent the future expansion of NATO, which Moscow views as a potential threat. The White House says it has been receiving input from each side in the conflict, but Ukrainian President Zelensky has strongly opposed previous calls for territorial concessions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court is meeting in private with a key issue on its agenda, President Trump's birthright citizenship order declaring that children born to parents who are in the United States illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. On Wall Street, the Dow by 493 points, the Nasdaq rose 195, the S&P advanced 64. This is SRN News. The governor of Texas takes on an Islamic group.
Republican Greg Abbott has declared the Muslim Brotherhood and the Council of American Islamic Affairs to be transnational terrorist organizations. This bars those two groups from obtaining land in Texas, and he's trying to shut them down entirely. CARE has responded by threatening a lawsuit, and the governor says he would welcome a day in court. Abbott has expressed strong support for Israel and has decried growing anti-Semitism in the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
Gunmen attacked a church in Nigeria and killed two people this week, even as the country faces Trump administration threats of U.S. sanctions over persecution of Christians. No group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday night's attack in central Nigeria. Police responded to reports of gunfire and found one person fatally shot inside the church and another nearby. President Trump has warned Christians face an existential threat in Nigeria. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Fears about the artificial intelligence boom turning into an overblown bubble have diminished for now. That's thanks to a stellar earnings report from NVIDIA. That doesn't mean the specter of an AI bubble won't return in the months and years ahead as big tech gears up to spend trillions of dollars more on a technology that the industry's leaders believe will determine the winners and losers during the next wave of innovation. There was some good news for Walmart.
Walmart delivered another standout quarter, posting strong sales and profits that blew by Wall Street expectations as it wins over a broad base of shoppers, including cash-strapped Americans who have grown anxious about the economy. While other retailers dialed back projections, the nation's largest retailer raised its financial outlook Thursday after its strong third quarter, setting itself up for a strong holiday season.
It's Bill Alexander reporting on Wall Street. The Dow was up 493 points. And for the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.